Welcome to Meg Convert, the show about Bobby J. That guy that bought a Meg and never ended up going to Windows again. Without any further ado, your friend and mine, the one, the only, Bobby J. Man, I should time that better. Hello everybody and welcome to Meg Convert, this is Bobby J, and I know I haven't been with you guys for a long time, so hopefully you'll forgive me. Anyway, it's good to be back with you. It's been nearly, well, I don't even want to let you know how long it's been, because you'll probably barrage me with a bunch of, nothing, because nobody, I don't even know if anybody listens to this podcast, but if you do, they probably are not literate people because they don't write me emails or anything anymore. So I'm chewing some gum, which is a no-no. I'm not using my pop filter either. But I'm talking a little bit to the side of my microphone, and that seems to be working okay, I guess. Anyway, I'm glad to be back with you. I'm loving my Mac because I picked up some new software, and obviously one of the coolest things, in my opinion, that's made me really stay on the Mac side versus the Windows side is just the different combinations of software. And even if you can find software that does the same exact thing on the window in the Windows environment, it's usually the software on the Mac side of things is more fun to operate. So I picked up a nice little grab bag of loot, per se, and I got it from a website called MacHeist.com. And what MacHeist does is it basically they hold this software for ransom, right? They work in conjunction with software developers, and they hold this software for ransom to the point where you basically, the more people that buy their bundles of software, the more software they will unlock, okay? And basically, they needed 10,000 people to buy this bundle, and they would unlock then a big grouping of software. And I purchased the bundle. It was $49.99, and I got some pretty cool products. The first product is called SRSi Wow, and that is a plugin for iTunes, and what it does is it sweetens up the sound. But unfortunately, I must have something configured wrong in my Mac OS, because when I use this software, the plugin shows up in iTunes, but what happens is I can't control anything. It's almost like it's a bitmap image of what the software should look like, and I just don't understand why it's not working. If you've got any tips on that, please send your tips to will@macconvert.us. Will, W-I-L-L, at macconvert.us. Secondly, I got Garage Sale, which is, it kind of sounds like Garage Band, but it's a software for putting your stuff onto eBay. And it's kind of cool. It allows you to have templates and stuff. It's similar to Turbo Seller, I think, on the eBay side of things, that freeware application, but there's a lot of cool Mac-esque templates that you can use for your auctions and that sort of thing. I also got Cocktail, which is a little program that allows you to do a lot of your maintenance things on the Mac, clean up your cache files, and make your Mac just kind of run nicely and do a lot of neat things there. I got Profcast as well. Profcast is a really cool software that I'm getting excited to use, and hopefully we can do some cool things on the Mac Convert coming up. What this allows you to do is take your PowerPoint projects and things and narrate over top of them and make them directly into movie files and then post them as podcasts. So it's kind of like canning your presentations, and professors and things use this for their classes. Basically, I think I'm going to be able to use it to maybe do some tutorials and things on the side there. I got an awesome piece of software as well. This was all $49.99. It's over $530 with software, which is just incredible. But a piece of software called Amadeus Pro. It's Amadeus is a piece of software that allows you to clean up audio. You know, you've got a hum or a buzz, or you're transferring from vinyl to your computer. It allows you to clean it up and make that audio really shine. It's a very, very powerful tool, and I might be using it in conjunction with the production for Mac Convert. I got a program called Fetch. Now, I had used Fetch before. Fetch is an FTP program, a file transfer program for, you know, putting your files and things like that on the internet. So it's not quite as good as Transmit, which is another FTP program that I use. But it's good. It's got a little dog, and he kind of runs while you're syncing up your files and things like that, so it's kind of more fun than functional, but I would still say Transmit would be a better FTP program. I got Graphic Converter X. That's a very powerful graphic converter. Does batch conversion, simple editing of graphics, pretty nice. Photo Presenter, which is kind of like the slideshow portion of you know, your iPhoto, and they just strip that out and put it in its own program. It's pretty nice and kind of convenient for, mostly for doing maybe, you know, you got the vacation that you want to show your family or something like that. But it is kind of powerful, some neat transitions and cool effects. It's kind of Mac-esque, you know, as well. I got a version of Little Snitch. Little Snitch is a great program that keeps your outbound, it's kind of an outbound firewall. Whenever your software wants to contact things back on the internet, you know, and say, hey, here I am, you know, a lot of times your software is talking to the internet, or what they're calling, you know, what they call call home, and it's doing that without your knowledge. Well, Little Snitch will tell on that program. It'll say, nah, 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 nah. Hey, guess what, user, your program's trying to call home without your knowledge. Do you want to allow this? And so it's actually kind of nice, especially, you know, maybe you got a piece of software that you only have one version, and you don't have the license for an updated version, something like that, and it keeps trying to call home and say, hey, you know, I want to get updates or whatever. You can tell it, you know what, anytime it tries to connect, just deny or allow or whatever, and you can set up rules. So it's kind of nice in that respect. Gosh, you know, I'm kind of running out of time. A lot of other tools, but one of my favorites, I think, that I got out of this was a program called Write Room. And what Write Room allows you to do is it basically takes a word processor and it puts it in a very, it blanks out your background, so all you see is a page. And you can customize this to kind of scroll like a typewriter. You can have default templates. It's you know, it's text edit, you know, on steroids, almost like a Microsoft Word, but without all the distractions of the toolbars and buttons and backgrounds. It even makes your whole computer screen kind of disappear into the background, so you can get lost with just you and your computer. And I got to tell you, that's kind of where I've been over the last few months, in addition to doing DJ work on the side and just being busy as all get out because it's wedding season. I've really been working on the creative thing, doing a lot more songs on the computer, writing little stories and vignettes, and just getting excited about being creative again. And I'm sorry I haven't shared that with you, but I'm just having a lot of fun. I use Write Room in conjunction with another program that I bought that was 15 euros, which was about 18 bucks US, called Typewriter Keyboard. And what it does is it takes the typewriter sounds and makes it so that when you press your keys on your keyboard, you get those typewriter sounds, you know, to come through. So kind of those two things together really make for a unique kind of old world approach, you know, with new hardware. And it's kind of cool to just feel like you're lost with you and a sheet of paper and a typewriter. I even set up Write Room to use some old typewriter fonts. So it's just kind of really neat. You know, it's a cool thing. If you haven't tried There's demos available of both Write Room and Typewriter Keyboard. And you can try both of those and see what you think. You know, send an email to will@macconvert.us. And if you got a comment about anything we've talked about today, the software, or anything, send it on over. Before I leave, I just wanted to let you guys know that I will try, I can't make any promises, but I'll try to get back to doing regular podcasts here on the Mac Convert. We've got a lot of things to talk about just recently. Our next show is going to be completely about the announcement on August, I think 7th it was now, that involved the new iLife Suite, the new pretty sweet looking iMacs, which I just think are gorgeous. Also, Steve Jobs talked about .Mac, which I finally did, join. So, and some new features of iLife, which I purchased, and iWork. So we'll talk. We got a lot to talk about on Mac Convert. But until then, this has been Bobby J, and I'll see you very, very, very soon. Unless, of course, I do something else and forget about you.